Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line from Level Financial Advisors, Michael Angelucci, talking about the market and the reaction to this trade agreement, the framework for a new trade agreement, at least, between the U.S. and China. Michael, thanks for being with us. You know, in the past, any sort of positive news when it comes to trade has been met with a positive reaction on the markets. Well, maybe not so much. Yesterday, markets did not see a huge jump on the news. Dow futures down over 200 points this morning, even despite this news that there might be some sort of agreement. What's going on?
Yeah, it seems like the agreement is much ado about nothing, really, from what I've been reading and hearing. In fact, I've read one headline was the trade deal is murky, and that's really because we're back to where we started from in a lot of ways with China. There's no real ongoing trade deal. Some of the tariffs, the U.S. tariffs on China are down to 55% from 145, and the China tariffs on the U.S. are down to 10 from 125. But one of the big pieces of all of this is the only a six-month ease on magnets and rare earth minerals. So China was withholding magnets and rare earth minerals to the U.S., and those are critical for things like fighter jets and drones and electric vehicles, medical equipment, medical lasers, all that kind of stuff. And China really dominates the market. They hold most of those kind of things that are going into a lot of the products that make up the modern economy. And so they hold some cards there. And it's not an indefinite kind of pullback on those. China's giving it 6 months. So it doesn't look as good as originally announced. I think that's why markets went down yesterday. Markets futures are down this morning. So there's really not a clear vision. Even I'll say with the Wall Street Journal and their editorial today says this is a truce that tilts in China's direction. So there is some murkiness in these trade deals that are going on right now. So the markets, as we always say, they don't like uncertainty. They want to know what's going on. They want to know what the rules of the game are, and they keep seeming to be shifting day by day.
Yeah, shifting is the word. It seems like it's a big shift because, I mean, weeks ago when trade or tariff news came out, it caused dips and rallies in the market almost in real time, right? And with this, you were just kind of waiting all day yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, they promoted up that there's going to be something huge, and there really isn't. And I wonder if to some point the market is settling down a little bit and saying, hey, things are changing so much, right? We've heard about the taco trading and all that. And I think they know there's not really a coherent trade policy by the administration, and that it will, things will shift day to day possibly. And, you know, traders try to get ahead of these things, but, you know, they're kind of looking maybe down the road further and saying, hey, this is, Trump is saying this, but in reality, he's not going to go here. So maybe they're not moving as fast. I mean, this is just my speculation on it.
Yeah, has the uncertainty caught up, or is there some sort of, you know, we hear this news, a framework for a new trade agreement. Do people just not believe that it's going to stick? Because nothing seems to stick.
Right. And I think the biggest issue is that they're just, like I said earlier, Trump's trade strategy is really, you know, kind of seat of the pants. I mean, there's been multiple reasons for doing certain things, but there is no coherent policy. We don't know what his ideology around it is. So, but we have seen him pull back. I think that's the biggest thing. He's tried things that he thought might work, and when the markets reacted so negatively, he's pulled back, and now they're doing these little deals here and there. Bessent has even said that, I think yesterday to Congress, that they may extend some deals or some negotiations as long as they've started taking place. So people are kind of just working everything out. And I think the biggest thing is that it seems like Trump, whatever he's doing, even though it may not be coherent, he is not going to be very aggressive if it does start to hurt the economy.
Michael, the futures are all lower this morning. Are investors already moving past the China news? Are they onto something else? What do you see this morning?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think last night there was some worry. We're pulling some of our diplomats out of the Middle East. There's some worry about what could go on with Iran and Israel, maybe a strike on nuclear facilities in Iran. And you see oil spiking possibly because of that. So there's some worry, you know, global disruptions cause the markets to worry. So, you know, they've looked at that. They've looked at, there was some optimism around the initial CPI figures yesterday, but when they dig deeper into that, the news is kind of neutral there. Some things were up, some things were down, but there's still no reason to believe the Fed's going to lower rates anytime sooner. So there may have been hope in that early on. So people are adjusting to that, to China, to issues in the Middle East. The plane crash in India has got Boeing stocks down. I don't know by how much, but I did see that headline in the Wall Street Journal this morning. So all these things are leading to a negative day in the markets, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you for the time this morning. Always appreciate talking with you. Michael Angelucci, Level Financial Advisors, the look at Wall Street.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.